people come together, strangers, neighbors, our blood is one. Children of generations of every nation of kingdom come. Don't let your heart be troubled. Hold your head up, I don't fear no evil. Fix your eyes on this one truth. God is madly in love with you. So take courage, hold on, be strong. Remember where our help comes from. Hey.
Where everyone yells,
Jesus, our redemption, our salvation is in His blood. Jesus, the light of heaven, framed forever, His kingdom come. So don't let your heart be trouble. Hold your head up, I don't feel no evil. Fix your eyes on this one truth. God is madly in love with you. So take courage, hold on, be strong. Remember where our help comes from.
Creation, everything with breath, repeat their sound. All these children, clean hands, pure hearts, good grace, good God. His name is Jesus.
Swing wide, all you heavens, let the praise go up as the walls come down. Oh, creation, everything with breath, repeat the sound. All His children, clean hands, pure hearts, good grace, good God. His name is Jesus. Swing wide, all you heavens. Let the praise go up as the waters come down. All creation, everything with breath, repeat the sound. All His children, clean hands, pure hearts, good grace, good God. His name is Jesus.
What's His name?
Jesus, our redemption, our salvation is in His blood. Jesus, light of heaven, framed forever, His kingdom come.
Joel, it's good to see you, man.
Thank you.
Thanks
good
for
to see you too.
Yeah, man. Thanks for sharing this song. We were just talking about this. It's the first single out from the New United record, and man, this is a song that you wrote by yourself. And we were just talking about that. Like sometimes those songs they just kind of come out like they have more of a little of a personal edge to it. And this is such an amazing song. And when I first heard the recording, just the vocals, I think that's the thing that really stuck out to me is that the engagement of the audience when you guys were leading this. And in that second verse, they really just take over.
Yeah.
But talk about the song a little bit. It's a really unique, you know, format for a song. It feels very different, and it's very, you know, it's got this chant that kind of runs throughout it, and just this celebration of God's grace. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a strange one. It's a strange one, but it's like it's kind of really, it's like it feels really old in a new way, you know. And I think that was even all the melodies. They're just melodies I've had for a long, long time, you know. And just kind of, I for one reason or another, just didn't feel like the right time to bring them. And then it all kind of just kind of started to become this song. And I had this thought, like, because often when I write songs, a lot of times, you said there's personal songs. Like, the interesting thing is, this is not like a really personal song for me. Mm. It feels like it's more like meant to be a song that's a gift. Because I got songs that I write that I'm like, this just means so much, you know, like, you know, which is kind of stupid. But this song it just felt like it was meant to be a song just for, I guess, for the people. And I thought about it, like, just if you were to sing about, if you were to sing something at the end of any service, you know, anywhere. I was thinking at the start, I was thinking maybe it would be like a benediction song. And I tried putting all these benediction lyrics to it, especially the bridge section, which is a really interesting phrase. And because it came melody first, it was just really hard to kind of put melody lyrics to it. And so I spent a long time, like maybe 2 or 3 years, just sitting on it, just kind of like trying it in different songs here and there. And it was one of those kind of bridges that works anywhere, but it just never felt right. And then it kind of all just fell together. And we did it the first time at a team night here. And so I was kind of teaching the song. And before we even got to the second verse, it just kind of took off. So when we got the second verse, I just go, all right, like it's super easy, just yell it. Like just yell this bit or something. And so everyone just starts screaming Jesus. And so the band, like, that kind of became this thing. And I wasn't ready for that. Like, I was like, whoa. So it's really strange because, like, the second verse is kind of, like, the best part, you know? And I think that's cool.
Yeah.
But it's really a song. I was just thinking about if a song could be, like, a hug, you know, for people. So we've affectionately called it the hug song because it helps sometimes when you're writing a song to just, like, picture what you want this to be. Like, you know, and I think, man, like, Hugs are definitely awkward, you know, in church, sometimes. But I feel like there's so much about the gospel and the message we have, and so much about the way, you know, church, if it should feel like anything, it should feel like an embrace, you know, like, and that's the picture of Jesus for me. It's just like the cross is this horrific hug, you know, that is just full of beauty and grace and everything good, And I love that. I love that the image of God we have is this like kind of sacrificial embrace.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what the church we're called to, that's what church should feel like. It's just like this sacrificial embrace, you know, like whosoever may come to the Lord, like, hey, come, like bring all your dirt, bring all as you are, don't worry. Yeah. And we should be a church that just wants to embrace people. So that's what this song is really trying to do. I literally felt like if it could just feel like a hug. And so now it's called the Hug Song. So that was, people were like, genuinely, can we call it the Hug Song? And so I was like, oh, maybe. Like, but I was like, nah, it's called Good Grace. And, you know, when that lyric came, it just kind of made sense. And really, it stemmed from Highlands, which is another song, writing lyrics around Psalm 24, and which kind of, again, became a theme. And so it's just that concept of, like, you know, let's try and put the story of God in that one little bit. So it's kind of like it just landed on at the end of the day, you know, clean hands, pure hearts, good grace, good God. His name is Jesus. Wow. It's just like all this gift comes from God to us. And so we can now stand here like this. And you know, when you write songs, sorry, I should finish because I talked for too long. Sorry, everybody. But, you know, it's just when you know it's right, it's right. But then when that lyric dropped, I was like, this is like, either the coolest thing or the most uncool lyric of all time. So I don't really care. I love singing it. Like, it just feels amazing. Really good. So.
It's amazing. Well, even some of the imaging around when we were just releasing this first single, I mean, a couple of different images you're looking at, but the one is, both of them were crowd focused. And it was sort of a kind of a sea of people, you know, faceless or whatever. But that image really connected with me on this song because it's about, yeah, this is the grace of God for everyone, you know, and it just, that kind of having that visual attached to it, even you saying, I feel like this is a song for the people, you know, super powerful. And then, you know, the bridge of the song is, you know, I love it on the recording because you're like, okay, I think it's about to get a little rowdy in here.
Yeah, it did.
Obviously, you guys had done it a few times, and that bridge really, I mean, that's the point. After that, coming out of that second verse is so strong that the song, it just lifts off. Mm. Just an amazing moment.
It took me by surprise. I didn't think it would be the first song we released. I just thought this was going to be the last song on the record. Mm. And the idea, I guess, was like, we've kind of finished so many worship nights with everything for so many years. So it was like, it's a bit intense. Like, maybe we could, like, I was just thinking, like, what's something that we could be like, hey, we lie, like, life is good, God is good. Like,
go in
have
peace.
A great year. Yeah. You know, with everything, it's like, you know, I'm tired. Like, yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like a big happy with everything song, you know, like, yeah. And it feels right for now.
Amazing. Mm. Well, man, walk us through just real quickly what you're playing chord-wise.
Okay, so we recorded it in A, but G is probably a little bit of an easy place if you have a limited vocal range like myself. So the verse is real simple. It's just G, just kind of bounces off the four. 4 to 6. About as simple as it gets. So that's the verse and the turnarounds. So then the chorus, I think it's a chorus. I don't even know what I call it, but the don't let your heart be troubled.
Section
bit.
Two. Yeah, guys.
4, 1. 5, 6. It's basically stand. So it's that 4 times. Last time it just stays on the 5. Remember where I comes from. And then we do this, the instrumental turnaround type thing, and everyone sings it, which is cool, which is just, it's kind of like the reverse of the verse of the 6. 6, 4, 1. So you can do that. And then second verse is as it is. And then the bridge section, and it works as well. And I guess I was umming and ahhing for the longest time whether or not to just let the bridge be the chorus. Maybe it's probably a good idea. I think like a better writer than me, like Chris Tomlin, definitely would have done it there like that, probably. So the bridge, it's just 5, 6, 4, 1. So in G, it's just, yeah, D, E minor. 4, 1. And the last time it just hangs on the 4. And then at that point we go back into the instrumental, but off the verse chords. And then from there we've done everything. We've gone back into the bridge, we've gone like to the verse, we've turned the verse into a dance moment. It's you can take it anywhere. My hope is that people just take whichever parts they like.
Yeah.
And use them wherever they want. It's been really cool for us, for church and stuff. And it's a good vibe.
It's such a fresh song. Man, it's just incredible to hear it, man. Thanks so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you. Yeah.